This is North Shore Today, brought to you by the Gloucester House Restaurant, featuring Sunday brunch from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. On this date in history, in 1889, the Eiffel Tower in Paris officially opened. In June 2015, Governor Charlie Baker went to a Biomed's global headquarters in Danvers, donned a hard hat, and smashed a wall with a sledgehammer to mark the start of construction that would double the company in size. Instead of a sledgehammer on Thursday morning, a Biomed officials gave Baker, a Swampscott resident, a giant pair of scissors with which to cut the ribbon on the company's expanded facilities. The maker of the world's smallest heart pumps has gone from 60,000 square feet to 160,000 square feet as it took over the entire building where it's located at 22 Cherry Hill Drive. A Biomed, which makes medical devices that support the heart, has added more than 150 jobs in Danvers since then. A Biomed says the project marks a $40 million investment in education, manufacturing, and training. Hundreds of employees stood outside in the parking lot at the front entrance for the ribbon cutting, along with town officials such as town manager Steve Bartha, fire chief Robert Pyburn, fire captain James Brooks, board of select chairwoman Diane Langley, and selectman Dan Bennett, along with state officials including Senator Joan Lovely, a Democrat from Salem. And, of course, much more on this story written by Ethan Foreman in today's Salem News. This is North Shore Today.
Sunday brunch at the Gloucester House. The brunch includes Gloucester House baked haddock, grilled beef tips, fruit-filled crepes, chicken, potatoes, and much, much more. Sundays from 10 to 2, $20 for adults, $12 for children. The Gloucester House, on the water at 63 Roger Street in Gloucester. Owner Lenny Linquata.
This is the freshest seafood you can get, from our boats to your plate.
North Shore Today continues with Bill Newell reporting. A North Shore community is moving toward becoming a sanctuary school district. Bill?
Rick, the Lynn School Committee continued a discussion regarding the concerns of immigrant students on Thursday. Member Maria Carrasco initiated the conversation at a previous committee meeting, saying that she has been approached by a number of students who are worried about U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, entering the schools. Leah Dearborn writes on today's third page of the Daily Item of Lynn, in response, attorney and committee member Jared Nicholson drafted a resolution meant to clarify the law and reassure students. Nicholson read aloud from the resolution, which stated that the Lynn Public Schools' commitment to provide a safe learning environment. The resolution reiterated that the city schools do not request immigration status information from students. School attorney John Myhos said the resolution doesn't constitute a policy change, just a restatement of the laws as already exist. Carrasco and committee member Donna Coppola both spoke in support of the concept of becoming a sanctuary school district, a distinction that Myhos said would only alter the title of the resolution and not its purpose. The word sanctuary means protection for someone who feels chased, said Carrasco, who argued that the word alone does have some impact. Member Patricia Capano said that there have been no incidents regarding students and immigration enforcement in city schools. She said the resolution is an attempt on the committee's part to be proactive. Superintendent Dr. Catherine Latham said that she spoke to Essex District Attorney Jonathan Blodgett regarding the subject and was told that there have been no deportations in the county. Carrasco disputed that claim, but said that she could not ethically provide the identities of the individuals impacted. A vote to adopt the resolution was tabled in order to bring the topic to a full committee for further discussion. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All right, Bill, thank you very much. Ariana McNeil writes in the Salem News, coyotes are a maximum of 45 pounds and live just 4 to 5 years. Those are just a couple of things that John Mangaranis, a representative for Project Coyote, told Beverly residents who showed up at his informative talk about coyotes. With calls to city animal control over coyotes seen in the neighborhoods, Mangaranis' talk aimed to educate residents about coyotes in the area. The talk was well attended. Every seat in the city council chambers within city halls was taken. Eastern coyotes, common to the area, have mixed genetics. According to the report, they're 60% coyote, 30% wolf, and 10% dog. Ray Lamont writes in the Gloucester Times, well, it's 2 months away from Memorial Day weekend and the usual start of the Gloucester beach traffic season, But motorists heading in, out, or around the city will be facing some on-road challenges beginning this weekend. Two construction projects will bring occasional detours and partial street closures beginning Saturday, April 1, including along Washington Street, one of the primary gateways into and out of the city. One is being carried out by Keolis, the company that operates and maintains commuter rail lines for the Massachusetts Bay Transportation Authority, the other by utility giant National Grid. The Keolis Rail Project will involve replacement of the well-worn rail crossing at Washington and Exchange Streets. It will include a shutdown of Washington Street on both sides of the tracks from 10 p.m. Saturday throughout Sunday and into Sunday evening, with no finishing time confirmed as of Thursday. The National Grid project will replace gas mains along a stretch of Maplewood Avenue from Derby Street north to just above Grove Street. Much more on this story written by Ray Lamont in today's Gloucester Times. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com.